I have the creative side, but management does not translate to ownership. So I spent the first 2-3 years of being in the brick store, building my stock, building my customer base, having no clue how to do the background stuff.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers. Thanks for joining me today here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast. You are in for a treat. I am doing a series featuring three retailers doing awesome things, and I wanted to share with you what's possible. We're kind of calling this series like what's possible. I am so grateful to the three retailers that you're going to meet. So we're going to do 3 days in a row. Depending on when you're watching this, it will be June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And I am just over the moon excited to have talked to these retailers and have them share their story with you to see what's possible. So even through all of the hard times we've had through Q1 and Q2, there's been good things happening with work and just having good foundations and good core values with your business, building engagement. You're going to hear some different ways that retailers have been sort of getting through. And so I really did want to call this like the series of what's possible. So not just through this pandemic time and through this hard time, but as you're building your business, as you're building your retail business, your creative shop, as you're growing and learning, I just wanted you to meet some new people. So I'm super excited to introduce these people to you this week. So they're all members of my Creative Retailers Inner Circle, which is my monthly coaching group. It's currently open. We are a community of retailers interested in growing our businesses, getting serious about our business, doing the hard things, and helping each other along the way. There's always going to be people behind you, and there's always going to be people ahead of you. So why reinvent the wheel? You know, why do it alone? This is sort of the keys of what we do here in the inner circle. So I just wanted you to meet some people and let you know what's possible. We're currently in the process inside the inner circle of preparing for Q3, getting ready for Q3 and Q4. Who knows what that's going to look like this time around? It's always different, right? But now is the time really to get some support, some dedicated support, and so you can see what's possible with your business. So if you're interested in the inner circle, find the show notes. We'll have links there. I also have a free group called Rockstar Creatives on Facebook, and we are chatting a lot about that over there. So you're welcome to join us over there. We'll have a link for that as well too. And I really hope to see you inside the inner circle. It would be such an honor to have you there and work with you. And you can join these other retailers who are inside the inner circle as well too. So sit back, grab a coffee. Let's have a chat with some really awesome retailers showing you what's possible. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm so excited. We are recording for the Creative Shop Talk podcast and simultaneously as well for Facebook. So I am super excited to introduce you today to one of my inner circle members. Wendy's also in my mastermind, my Level Up mastermind group, and she's an all-around awesome person, a friend as well too. Welcome Wendy Johannes, is how we say it, right? Yes. Yes. Into the podcast. I'm really happy that you're here today with us. And I wanted to bring on Wendy because she's one of those retailers that I think that you'll all get encouragement from to show again what's possible. None of us have everything to get, like we're all doing the hard things right now. It's not been an easy time, and it's never easy being an entrepreneur. This whole series is about always facing obstacles and figuring out how to get through them, and you know, all the tools we need to gather and all the strength we need to come through. And I've just loved watching Wendy's journey. Since we met, hasn't been that long. I don't even know when we know each other. Like you've been in my circle, I think, for
since like December.
I was just gonna say it's probably been just since my launch in December. And I'm just so proud that you've come so far with us as well in the inner circle. But can you welcome. Can you share a little brief description of your business, where you are, and what you do in your store?
Yes, my name is Wendy, which we already established, and I am my store is in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. It's called WeJo. Most people call me WeJo in town. I am a reclaim, reuse, and recycle shop. I furniture paint, craft. I do have home and decor and gifts, so it's a little bit of an all around type of boutique to come into.
Yeah. So what part of your what made you start this business? What made you what was your why? Why did you open the doors in the first place?
How did I open my doors?
I love origin. I love hearing how retailers got, started.
Well, it's kind of like everybody else's. When my girls were younger, I did a lot of crafting and weddings for friends and family. And then of course, as they started getting older, that had to get kind of set off to the side. And then when my oldest was ready to graduate, I did a booth in a flea market, basically. And then I decided that I enjoyed that as much. And I found a little shop downtown and opened up my Main Street doors. And it's been about 4 years now that I've been, five years that I've been all together, 4 years on Main Street.
Yeah, and you're so creative. Wendy's one of those very creative people. And look how beautiful your store is. We can see a sneak peek in the back. We will link your Facebook page and let people see, have a peek inside the rest of the store, because it is really beautiful. And you are incredibly talented. What do you love most about being in your store? 4 years, that's a really good milestone, just so you know. A lot of retailers fired after three. That's the magic number. But four, you're on your way, you're thriving. So what lights you up about being in that store every day?
Having people come in and either find what they need to do their projects themselves, or getting something of mine that I created, and it just makes them smile and happy, and they take it home and they decorate with it, or they give it to a gift for somebody, or order a custom piece. That's really what I love most. That's what lights me up and keeps me going.
Yeah. Yeah. So you didn't come into this. So and I heard, like you said earlier, a lot of us sort of hobby, creative, dream, all these things kind of lead through it. Not necessarily the full blown business plan with the 10-year vision. That's where a lot of our inner circle members come from. And I feel like that was my story. I share that regularly. Like, we didn't have business degrees when we started. We followed our passions right into this business. And I see that that's what, and I know that's what you've done as well too. And I feel like a lot of us, and as, again, especially inside the inner circle and in our mastermind group and the level up mastermind group as well too, we've kind of realized these dreams are awesome. We're enjoying our customers. We love our customers. I see your passion for your customers is, I see it. I feel it. I've heard it over and over again. You love sharing. You love your people. I don't think we could keep going, if we didn't all have passion for what we do.
Right.
But there's more to it than that. I mean, it does need to be a business, right? It needs to be the business side of things. And so before you joined us in the inner circle, can you share a little bit on what was keeping you up at night, or why you chose, why did you take that leap? And Wendy joined my mastermind group without any relationship with me, which kind of freaked out, to be honest. Most people that join a mastermind group, we've done coaching before, and they're like, yeah, I'm ready. And you're an all-in person.
I'm go big and go home all at the same time.
Ask me two questions and you're like, okay, I'm in. And I'm like, oh, this Wendy girl. But can you explain a little bit on where your mindset was and with your business and where you were feeling? So back in December, 4 years into your business, at that time, not knowing a pandemic's coming, who knew that was happening? But maybe what was keeping you up at night, or why you made that leap and why you joined us. I just like to share journeys on that.
Sure. I had actually stalked you for a little bit before I contacted you. Because I needed somebody who was going to keep me accountable. They were going to make sure that if I said this was my goal, they were going to make sure that I had the accountability to make sure I got it done. I am a fly by the seat of my pants type of person. I have more scroll moments than I care to actually admit. And that is really what kept me up at night. I had been in corporate management for a long time before I stayed home with my kids. I have the creative side, but management does not translate to ownership. It just does not, as much as I would like to assume it does. So I spent the first 2-3 years of being in the brick store, building my stock, building my customer base, having no clue how to do the background stuff, as well as make sure that I was accountable to the point that I can grow from just having stock to actually having a business. So that's why I joined, is to make sure that I had the accountability and I knew how to run my business as a business, not as a manager.
Right. That's actually very, I've actually never looked at it that way, because we can be, you know, that's very astute that, you know, being a business owner, right? Being the owner, being, yeah. We say a lot, we talk a lot in the inner circle about being the CEO of your business, which I know some people think that it's like, you know, Tesla driving, fancy pants, but it's really just a mindset thing, right? I mean, it's really right. Understanding that I've got to know where we're going. This is something that I watch you do. And I do, Joe, and I'm going to spill some secrets here a little bit, but we joke often with Wendy that she doesn't like the math part. Right? Oh, hey, math. So she's like, I don't like the math part. I'm like, you know, like, we got to figure out the math part. Like, you've got to know your numbers. And I've seen you make such huge, like, and then we can make decisions. So I feel like, and I love, you know, your thoughts on this, but looking at how we have been moving in through this crazy time, this uncertain time, and how I personally enjoyed watching all our community come together. Like, that has been, in a very strange, I don't know, roundabout way, I feel like maybe two and a half years ago when I started the Inner Circle, it was for this moment. I know that sounds a little deep, but it's because it's really, I feel like it's brought everybody together. Hey, what are we going to do? Collectively, we were all panicking, right? And right. I've watched like you come in and say, okay, I've made some decisions on my business based on the numbers. And when you said that, I was like,
right? She's finally getting it.
No, but it's like, it was not easy for any, it's still not easy. You're just opening, right? You are just.
Yes. Friday was my first day back since middle March 17th, I think, was my last day.
It has been hard. Like, I know it's been hard for you. Your hands mm-hmm. have been tied. Other people have had other opportunities they've been able to pursue, and you've had a lot of hand tied, like
yes.
hands tied with a lot of through this. But so yeah, I feel like, you know, it's been, I've watched you make some decisions. Do you want to just share some of the things that you've been doing sort of to move through this season or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Right. That, you know, with some tools, I know you've made math decisions. So I've been really proud yes. of you again, but the decisions you made are what you've done, I guess, to survive and thrive through this, this whole crazy time.
While we were closed, I relied strictly on paint deliveries in my area. That's all I did. We had no idea if we can use our existing stock. So I did a call out to my customers, said pre-order. When that order came in, I started delivering, and then we found out we could use my stock. So I spent almost 2.5 months every Friday driving all around the countryside out here and just getting paint to people that needed it. That's pretty much how I survived. The 2.5 months that we were closed is strictly on paint and paint kit sales. The decisions I made had a lot to do with being in the Inner Circle as well as your other group. And that was getting back down to my roots, how I started this. I kind of lost my way with wholesale. I think it's easy for everybody to do. Yeah. You get caught up and got to have this and you got to have that and buy this and buy that. And at the end of the day, it wasn't making me happy. So I am bringing myself back to my beginnings, which is the reclaim, reuse, recycle, and just centering my business around helping people learn their crafts to help them have items to make their own crafting business if they want, or things for their own home. And it's actually made me happy again. Like, I just want to be here all the time now.
I do feel like I'm happy for you too. I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
You.
I've seen, again, this sounds crazy. I'm not this like woo woo. I've seen like you light up when you talk about that. So you're lighting up now. Like, just yeah. like, I think when you shared that with our group, you said, I'm going to do what I started off doing, what I love to do. And we have a tendency to get into this path. And that what you just described, and I don't know if anybody watching or listening can relate. We started with this and we started with this, and this is the job, you know, we're hobby business to retail, and you know, we have a dream, right? We all have a dream, right? This is what I kind of dream my store to be, and we don't have big giant vision for the future, which I think is okay. I don't think we need to know exactly where we're going. I think we have to have a plan though.
Right.
You know, of rooting, but then it just sort of like morphs into a lot of other things, right? Like we start maybe taking on services or doing things. And like you said, you brought on a lot of wholesale and because you felt you should. And I have seen that happen so many times, and that's right for a lot of people. It's actually the right move, and it's not the right move for everybody. So you're paring down and going back to what you love, right?
Yes.
And what's going to make you money? You've looked at the numbers. I know you've looked at the math. And when we look at the math, sometimes we're like, really, you know, like this takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of sales maybe, you know, for this product, but this one over here that I love doing, you know, it makes more margins, you know, there's more. And I feel like that's sort of what you kind of looked at. You're like, let's just work on this, which is what we love anyway.
So right.
Making those decisions from a place of knowledge and having the, you know, the facts, Jack, as they say, plus from our heart. Right. So I feel like that's one of those things that it's, you know, it's just, I love watching how it lights you up when you talk about it. So what are you most proud of what you've been doing? Or like, what do you brag? I want to give you a minute to brag here now and tell us what a win or
two, actually. I mean, I'm most proud that I finally, three, really, that I finally accepted that I have to do math. That's pretty.
I'm proud of you too.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, and that I am actually going to be handing a lot of that over to my husband very shortly because he is actually a math whiz. So why not use him, right?
But we need to understand what we're looking at. This is like,
exactly.
Just throw that in there. Like,
I'm
a big believer in we don't have to do all the math. We just have to understand.
We have to know where
it
actually
is. Know what we're looking
is.
At and then let somebody else figure it out if we want.
Exactly.
So
that's going to be his job. Going back to my roots is actually very huge, but probably the most impressive thing that I have done, and I remember saying this to you and you gave me this look.
Uh-oh.
I said, you gave me this odd look, and I said, I wanted to have increased my paint by half, which is very unheard of. But then I said, remember though, I'm new with this paint thing. So in May, after my husband and I did some of my math for my numbers in May, I am officially, as of right now, half.
Yay!
On my paint sales. So yeah,
I didn't give you a bad look. I think I was giving you.
You didn't give me a bad look. You gave me this look like you are insane. We're going to go there. We're going to do it.
No, but I love it. It's drive and grit. I did not know that. You haven't shared that brag in our group.
No, so, I haven't.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
I was so proud of myself because as a new retailer who the first year spent building your stock, building your customers, trying to figure out, you know, what goes where, and the second year is your selling year, but your third year for me was the year that I was going to like, okay, time to really get this out there. I know my stuff now. I can promote it now. I feel comfortable with it. And I, so far I've done it. So we'll see.
And
I'm just going to continue.
And I would just like to point out, you did that during pandemic. I hate bringing everything back to you. And we do talk a lot about, you know, there's always going to be challenges. Like, this is just a collective challenge right now. Like everybody's going through this same one right now, but you know, you actually had a flood during this. Like,
yes, I had a duck pond
during her story. Mm. Like, so like all of these things together, it's just like, they add up, like, you know, I mean, but they're always going to, but having the strength and the tools and the knowledge and the, I often say, like, even just having like somebody can come and pitch to if you need to, like, which we do in our group. Like we've done that.
That totally got us through, I think, too.
I always say, like, you know, through this hard time, there's been tears, there's been celebrations. Like I'm so proud of you. I'm like, I don't even
Thank
know.
You.
Like, I feel like we need a cake here or something.
I know.
So that's really, really awesome. And look where we are. Like, there's, you know, this has been, I'm hearing stories from other people, not necessarily, I'm not hearing this from my inner circle people, but you know, this is a terrible time to be retail. This is a terrible time. This is, everything's awful and blah, 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 you know, it's not, that's actually why I want you to come on and share what's possible. And you weren't even open. Like, we've had retailers that have been able to sort of maintain open in limited capacity. We've had retailers that've been doing a lot of online. Like, and that's another thing. You've been working on your online. You didn't brag about that, but you've been working through your online, and you've been boosting your e-commerce site and yes. making that a thing. You know, or part of making it a part of your one of your revenue buckets, as we talked about. You know, mm-hmm. broadening your scope of customers with that, right? So,
and that's huge. Because that wasn't supposed to be till what, third quarter, I think I was going to start working on that and get it finalized. And nope, now done.
If this pandemic did anything, it really moved the needle ahead for everybody. Yeah, it was like, all right, like whatever we were kind of dilly-dallying and procrastinating or planning on. I mean, there's lots of us that, you know, are doing things anyways, but that's wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, really. I mean, now it's like what's possible next, right? Like, what's next?
And yes,
you know, and I also know that you are with a supportive paint company that helps and supports, and that really helps too. And even if you're not a paint retailer, I mean, they're having the vendors and having your suppliers support and cheer you along too. And mm-hmm. and I know that you're they've been very good to you and helping, you know, or just being helpful, right? Just being helpful.
Yes.
And I feel that that's an important piece when you're choosing products and stuff to sell, whether it's paint or whether it's jewelry or whatever it is, right? So good for you. That's really exciting. So I'm just really excited for you now. I don't even know. I'm like, I'm thrown off course now. I had some questions, but I'm like, you surprised me with that one. So I'm really really excited that you did that.
I sort of surprised me with that one.
Yeah,
because I didn't for the month, I didn't really pay attention. I just did.
Yeah. So a lot of retailers just sort of to go back to what was keeping you up at night, knowing that, you know, you really wanted to grab hold of this, this business and know like what moves the needle. And, you know, we often reference this again in the inner circle as like a dashboard and like, you know, all these dials of business and where are we going with them and how do we dial them in? You know, you saw your numbers for paint and you're like, I want to, you know, to increase that number by this much. I want to turn the dial up this much. And then we can focus. You've been focusing. I've been watching you again, back to your roots and teaching and online and doing all these mm-hmm. things and talking about it and collaborating. I've seen you collaborate with some other people. I'm a big believer in collaborations. Everybody
yes.
knows, you know, we can't do this all alone. So even in the inner circle, I've seen collaborations happening with, you know, members, you know, I'm good at this and I'm good at this. Well, let's meet in the middle and talk, you know, and collaborate. So I'm seeing a lot of that, dialing those numbers and knowing, I'm just like, that's what the foundations are. That's how we move the needle. That's how we get more paint sales. That's how we get more sales. And then it's more profits too, right? Because we always say, it doesn't matter how many sales we are, you know, that that's where that's where your money is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So make profits. It's all about profits at the end of the day. So you've been able to pay your rent. You've been able to move forward through all this and you've had your doors closed. I mean, how amazing
yes.
is that? And increase your paint sales just with deliveries and online. And so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you.
What was I going to ask you next here now? I'm all thrown off because I'm so excited about you. So would you say like what impact, or if you were to tell somebody was thinking about joining the inner circle, would what type of person do you think, what type of business owner is good for the inner circle? I don't want to throw that, I didn't ask you that one, but
anybody who's for the inner circle, anybody who's willing to move forward and learn new things. If you're not, everybody has their own idea of what business is. Those who are willing to learn new things, and not just new things as in sales, new things for your business, new things for your person. You need to be willing. Your inner circle fits those people very well. If you want to learn how to run your business like an actual owner, if you want to learn the good things you're doing, fix the things that are not working anymore, learn how to do math. You know, accountability.
We don't like the creative side and the merchandising stuff and marketing.
It's like an entire package. And there's resources that you share. There's other retailers in there who have already been there, done that, and can tell you this worked for them or that worked for them. You just need to be willing to grow, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, thank you for that. I think that's a good sum up, because some retailers think they're going to just come in and get some stuff. It's going to fix their business. But you have to also be willing to do the work, right? You have to take the big sigh and do the math sometimes, right?
Yeah, so, you have to be an adult. You have to grow. You have to like, yes, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah. We do have retailers. It's funny because we have retailers that I often say a lot of retailers in beginning, I wish this had been there. Like, I wish I had had an inner circle personally when I started, because, and that's actually why I created it, because it wasn't, there was nothing there. And because I waited till I was in year three before I changed everything over and really dug into my math and all my foundations and stuff. So, yeah. And that's a common thing. We usually get tired at year three and realize, this is a business. I either got to, you know, figure out the overwhelm, or, you know, we can't just spin our wheels, right? We have to plan.
Right.
So I appreciate that. So, I so appreciate your time. Before we go, I want to know if you can share with us, a favorite quote or, a little piece of advice that you were given or that you could share along to other retailers. I'm a big believer in the gift of, sharing, and encouraging other people. And I would love to know if you have something that you can share, if you have a favorite quote that you want to share with us.
Yeah, I was going to use the one that I have on my webpage. It's about procrastination. Do tomorrow what you could do today, but that's just not fitting.
No, we don't do that in the interview.
We don't do that. It's just a fun quote.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's something that I think it's not your quote per se, but it kind of boils down to you. Run your business with what makes you happy, but still know where you're going and learn how to get there. And that's really my quote. Like, do what makes you happy. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Do what makes you happy, but know it's actually a business.
Yeah. So that's great advice.
Well, it came from you.
Whoever basically told you that. No, I'm just saying. that is, I feel, so thank you for sharing that, that inspires you, because we're not just, I think I've said this, I've done, several chats with, podcasts and so, and I say it all the time, we're not just building businesses, we're building our lives too, right? It's like, mm-hmm. They're all in one. There's no separation of business and, you know, and business and life, but we have to build our business around our life. Yes, there's seasons where we're all in our business, and then there's seasons where, you know, hopefully it'll start sort of running itself, but we're creative, heart-centered entrepreneurs. We're building businesses with soul, and we have, you know, creative souls. We're not just I always joke and say we're not just selling pens and widgets and snow tires. My right. People know I always say, you know, we're not selling, and no offense to snow tire people out there, if you're, you know, if you're friends or do that, but we are selling pieces of our heart. We've built these dream businesses. We, you know, everything behind Wendy right now in her store was lovingly set there. Like, everything mm-hmm. has got a purpose, and it's not big box. We're not big box. We're not
right.
So when I say put our CEO hats on, I mean it, like, put it on so it works for us, put it on so it works for our community and our, you know, our businesses. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that inspired you, because again, we're not just building businesses, but we are running businesses. So we want to make an income, have an impact, and be creative at the same time and have a life at the same time. Right. So,
yes.
So thank you so much. You want to remind everybody where they can find you on Facebook?
Yes, just on Facebook, it's underneath Wejo, and then my webpage is wejoarts.us.
Awesome. 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 Awesome.
Thank you very much.
I know you've been so busy, and this was a crazy week for me to ask you. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And everybody else, I will make sure on the podcast, we share links to Wendy's store so you can see how beautiful it is inside and what she does and how she does it. It's just great inspiration for you to go follow her. And I will also have that on Facebook. So thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.